Seesaw.
And if two children are playing on this, you'd say they
seesaw-y.
Are...
Seesaw-y.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something that is fixed in the center and children spin around on it?
Merry-go-round.
Is there any other term for a homemade one?
I don't think of it offhand.
Okay. Hey, did you ever see a board that was fixed on both ends and the child jumped up and down in the middle?
No.
Okay. And then something that is suspended from a tree limb by ropes and has a seat is a...
Swing. Mm-hmm.
What runs from the stove to the chimney in an old stove?
Stovepipe.
Okay. What is the small vehicle to carry bricks or things with two handles and one wheel?
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that one would drive to work is a...
Automobile.
Or...
Car.
Okay. And if something is squeaking, in order to lubricate it, you would do what?
Oil it.
Or?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And if you did it yesterday, you'd say you...
I greased.
Okay. And if grease got over all over your hands, they'd be all...
Greasy.
Mm-hmm. And what did they burn in lamps before they had electricity?
Coal oil. Whale oil.
Good. What would you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag bottle and kerosene?
Coal oil lamp.
Do you know the term flambeau, and if so, what is it?
Flambeau is a large series of... consists of a pole about 7 feet long. At the top is a can that contains coal oil with tubes leading off to light jets, and it's backed where these jets are by a large brass sheet of brass to reflect the light, and these are lit and they're carried in Mardi Gras parades or in carnival parades at night.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
All right. If you have just built a boat and are going to put it in the water for the first time, you say you're going to
launch.
Okay. What would you call a boat that you'd use for fishing on a small lake without a motor?
Rowboat.
Would you use P-Row at all?
Oh, I would use P-Row extensively, but P-Row is mainly for very, very shallow areas so that you can get through. You would probably not do too much fishing in a P-Row if there were any water, because a P-Row is a... tips easily.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be fairly careful in one.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very fine for going through very shallow water, like several inches to 3 inches, where there's a mud bottom, and you can skim over this because it draws so little water.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone here ever use the term bateau or rowboat?
I've heard it occasionally, not often.
Mm-hmm. Skip over all the grammatical things there. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take a little piece of cloth to use.
Swatch.
To use as a
sample.
Mm-hmm. And if she sees a dress she likes, she might say, meaning that it's attractive, that's a very adjective beginning with a P.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. And if it was even more attractive, it's even
beautiful.
Using pretty again. And
prettiest.
Or using a comparative form, it's
prettier.
Mm-hmm. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And you would write with a ballpoint
pen.
And put a baby's diaper on with a safety
pin.
And a cup at a for drinking at a well might be made out of
tin.
Okay. And that, yes, that'll get that. What would you put on to go out in the wintertime to keep you warm?